Task 3. You will hear a report about the world-famous doll Barbie. For questions 19 to 30, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase you hear, 4 words maximum, and transfer your answers to the answer sheet provided. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 1 minute and 30 seconds to look through the statements. 0 is the example.
After 45 years of phenomenal success, Barbie is making some big changes in her life. But the big news is that her 43-year romance with Ken is officially over. Shock at the announcement was widespread, as was the speculation. But Gary Alston, a designer of haute couture doll costumes and the UK's number one Barbie fan, saw it coming.
Poor old Ken, he's always been the subject of controversy. I think in his earliest incarnation, in the early 1960s, he had the scrawny, underdeveloped physique. So he was criticised for his physique, the implication being that he was wimpy or maybe not really a whole man. But I think it was very unfortunate for him in that the roles of Barbie and Ken in the beginning were reversed. Barbie was a strong character. She was the go-getting, dynamic personality. In an era when men were meant to call the shots and be strong, it was a man's world in 1959. I also think that maybe he's a kind of psychologist's dream, because the times he got Barbie to the altar, but they never actually hitched. They never seemed to consummate the relationship, and it never sort of really happened. You know, it was all the make-believe and pretend. And I think his unkindest critics would refer to him properly as an appendage, you know, or a Barbie accessory.
When he announced the split, Russell Ahrens, vice president of marketing at Mattel, Barbie's manufacturer, emphasized that Barbie and Ken were still friends. But there was an intriguing twist to the story. Blaine, a cool Australian surfer doll with a boogie board, seems a natural partner to this year's Cali, short for California, girl Barbie, in her bikini top and board shorts. Had Barbie dumped Ken for Blaine? As Gary Alston explained, it would not be the first time Barbie's inescapable sexuality had got her into trouble.
Before Barbie, the American market was full of baby and child dolls, and the Americans were actually very conservative, and especially in the 1950s, in the Eisenhower era. Now, going from a baby doll or a little girl-type doll to suddenly this very adult, exotic-looking figure who had this enormous bust, the controversy began with the bosom. It was quite alarming for some parents to see a doll with these huge bosoms. In fact, there were many parents who would not allow their children to have a Barbie doll because of it. I had a very well-known client, and she was a Catholic American from New York, and she actually told me that she was around 8 or 9 years old when Barbie debuted in 1959, and her mother would not let her go and play at a friend's house if they had a Barbie doll, which is quite something.
But of course the real reason behind Barbie's split from Ken is commercial. Ken was introduced in the first place because Mattel discovered that young girls wanted Barbie to have a boyfriend. His departure is dictated by similar considerations. Mattel decided she needed a funkier image and, it seems, a more exciting boyfriend. However, if keeping child fans happy is now more of a challenge for Barbie, she has plenty of adult admirers. Gary Alston, for example, has dedicated much of his life to Barbie and continues to play a leading role in the artist movement and doll collecting.
Fortunately for me, in the 1960s, my childhood coincided with this huge explosion in fashion dolls in this country, in England. And dolls like Barbie and Tressie and Cindy were appearing, and they were really fuel for my imagination. I became completely obsessed with these dolls, and they were very inspirational for me, and it was a very natural thing for me to want to buy these dolls and dress them and get involved. However, having said that, back in the 1960s, the stereotypes were very clearly defined. Boys dressed in blue and had toy trucks and railways. Girls dressed in pink and had dolls and pretty frilly dresses and things. I had a great childhood, but there were some very lonely parts because I was a very creative child. I spent a lot of time on my own, drawing, designing and writing. And I really, having seen Barbie in 1963 for the first time, was completely obsessed by her, and my parents wanting to do the right thing and wanted me to be a boy and to be normal, inverted commas, didn't want me to have the doll.
Now listen again.
After 45 years of phenomenal success, Barbie is making some big changes in her life. But the big news is that her 43-year romance with Ken is officially over. Shock at the announcement was widespread, as was the speculation. But Gary Alston, a designer of haute couture doll costumes and the UK's number one Barbie fan, saw it coming.
Poor old Ken, he's always been subject to controversy. I think in his earliest incarnation, in the early 1960s, he had the scrawny, underdeveloped physique. So he was criticised for his physique, the implication being that he was wimpy or maybe not really a whole man. But I think it was very unfortunate for him in that the roles of Barbie and Ken in the beginning were reversed. Barbie was a strong character. She was the go-getting, dynamic personality. In an era when men were meant to call the shots and be strong, it was a man's world in 1959. I also think that maybe he's a kind of psychologist's dream, because the times he got Barbie to the altar, but they never actually hitched. They never seemed to consummate the relationship, and it never sort of really happened. You know, it was all the make-believe and pretend. And I think his unkindest critics would refer to him properly as an appendage, you know, or a Barbie accessory.
When he announced the split, Russell Aarons, Vice President of Marketing at Mattel, Barbie's manufacturer, emphasised that Barbie and Ken were still friends. But there was an intriguing twist to the story. Blaine, a cool Australian surfer doll with a boogie board, seems a natural partner to this year's Cali, short for California, girl Barbie, in her bikini top and board shorts. Had Barbie dumped Ken for Blaine? As Gary Alston explained, it would not be the first time Barbie's inescapable sexuality had got her into trouble.
Before Barbie, the American market was full of baby and child dolls, and the Americans are actually very conservative, and especially in the 1950s, in the Eisenhower era. Now, going from a baby doll or a little girl-type doll to suddenly this very adult, exotic-looking figure who had this enormous bust, the controversy began with the bosom. It was quite alarming for some parents to see a doll with these huge bosoms. In fact, there were many parents who would not allow their children to have a Barbie doll because of it. I had a very well-known client, and she was a Catholic American from New York, and she actually told me that she was around 8 or 9 years old when Barbie debuted in 1959, and her mother would not let her go and play at a friend's house if they had a Barbie doll, which is quite something.
But of course, the real reason behind Barbie's split from Ken is commercial. Ken was introduced in the first place because Mattel discovered that young girls wanted Barbie to have a boyfriend. His departure is dictated by similar considerations. Mattel decided she needed a funkier image and, it seems, a more exciting boyfriend. However, if keeping child fans happy is now more of a challenge for Barbie, she has plenty of adult admirers. Gary Alston, for example, has dedicated much of his life to Barbie and continues to play a leading role in the artist movement and doll collecting.
Fortunately for me, in the 1960s, my childhood coincided with this huge explosion in fashion dolls in this country, in England. And dolls like Barbie and Tressie and Cindy were appearing, and they were really fuel for my imagination. I became completely obsessed with these dolls, and they were very inspirational for me, and it was a very natural thing for me to want to buy these dolls and dress them and get involved. However, having said that, back in the 1960s, the stereotypes were very clearly defined. Boys dressed in blue and had toy trucks and railways. Girls dressed in pink and had dolls and pretty frilly dresses and things. I had a great childhood, but there were some very lonely parts because I was a very creative child. I spent a lot of time on my own, drawing, designing and writing. And I really, having seen Barbie in 1963 for the first time, was completely obsessed by her, and my parents wanting to do the right thing and wanted me to be a boy and to be normal, inverted commas, didn't want me to have the doll.
That is the end of Section B, Listening Comprehension.